Good morning and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is a perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. Now, today's guest is an AEC professional who has a wealth of experience following a successful career thus far spanning nearly 30 years. I'm really excited for this one. He is currently a technical evangelist at Idea Software and is speaking with me all the way from Boston. It's Richard Taylor. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Jack. Hey, thanks. You make me feel old when you say 30 years, but I really appreciate you for having me on the call today and inviting me to BIM Crunch. We actually have a fitness chain here in the United States called Crunch Fitness, so I'm ready for my BIM workout. And I hope it's warm over there because it is absolutely freezing over here in the United States in Boston area.
Well, I don't know about a workout, but it's going to be fun anyway, regardless. And it is actually very chilly here today, so I think we're paired up in cold weather. But let's kick off, Richard. Obviously, for those listening that wouldn't know, we met at RTC Europe. We actually sat on the same table for the gala dinner, which was a fantastic evening. Like how you explained to me what you do and what happens at Ideate, can you just discuss your day-to-day tasks at Ideate to the listeners?
Sure. Well, I've kind of got a new title. My official title is Technical Evangelist, and I noticed that actually a lot of technical companies now have that title. But, you know, it really is encompasses a little bit of everything. Basically, you know, Ideate Software is a fairly small company. So my role encompasses marketing, technical sales, product management, product support, and training. And basically, I guess that's where the word comes from, is I'm evangelizing our Ideate Software tools and spreading the word that we have a robust portfolio of solutions that can help to manage the data in any Revit project. It's never a dull moment. It's always busy. And you're constantly jumping to different activities. But at the end of the day, I think it's all about making sure that our customers have the best possible experience with our Ideate Software solutions.
Absolutely. I want to go back to the event theme because you've attended quite a few as part of your role. And a lot of them are actually criticized nowadays for perhaps being a bit less about learning and more about sales pitching and, you know, speakers who are fueling, you know, their or egos or their company. What are your thoughts on that? And do you believe that actually that's the case?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Actually, this hasn't been my experience at all. I mean, certainly there are vendors that help sponsor the various events, but I think most speakers come directly from real life project experience and the industry and, you know, different AEC firms. And they want to share their successes and failures with others in the industry. And I really do think most of the events try very hard to kind of have a balance between vendor presentations and those from specific industry or from the actual companies that the vendors serve. So I actually think that most of the events do a really good job of trying to balance that out. And it's not skewed one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. I agree, actually. And it's a small proportion who say that, but, you know, people's views, are happy to voice any of them here, reach out from a different viewpoint and see, you know, reflect what other people are thinking. But yes, I agree with that. Obviously, we met at RTC, which was a phenomenal event. Definitely the best of, you know, that I attended last year and I attended four. That was most certainly my favourite. Speaking of that, at Autodesk University, which I know you attended a few months ago, what would you say is the best event in the calendar and why would that be the case?
That's a really hard question. There's so many to choose from these days. There are so many BIM events. I think back in 2003, again, here comes my age again, there were maybe one or two different Revit classes at Autodesk University that first year in 2003 after the Revit acquisition from Autodesk, and no one had even heard of BIM yet. But I really personally think that the smaller events are really probably the best. I mean, Autodesk University is amazing in so many different ways, and it is overwhelming in so many different people and so many different events and scenarios. Mm-hmm. But I really like the events that are smaller, like, as you mentioned, the Revit technology conferences, because they limit their attendees and it provides more of a personal tone. And you get a real chance to talk to others in your industry as well as vendors. And I think that's the top reason for attending these events is to network and to see how your colleagues are solving problems and additionally, what trends are coming down the pike that might impact your work, especially when it comes to the trends for technology and the impact of BIM. I always love to see what projects that firms and individuals are working on and how they're using BIM to solve some really challenging problems. So if I would offer any advice to people out there, I would just say to pick a local event, you know, maybe something like a BIM forum or BIM perspectives or something like that that's local, and just jump in and network with your colleagues. And, you know, so many good events to choose from, and then kind of move up the ladder and start attending maybe some larger events if that's something that's of interest.
Absolutely, I totally agree. Starting local is a great piece of advice, because especially here in the UK, obviously the BIM regions are really, really working hard to put on events in many local areas across the country. And I know that's happening very actively, and even more so this year, what with us having a BIM mandate. So I know that's great advice, Richard. And saying RTC as well, a really good point of people who are not just giving, telling us about their successes, but also being very frank about their failures, which is very, very useful. And it's, good that people are making sure that people they hardly know, perhaps, or their peers in the industry are not going to make the same mistakes that they did, which is, it's really refreshing actually to see that. And there's a few examples of that at RTC, which I was very impressed with. Now, before you joined Ideate, you enjoyed various roles amongst a brilliant collection of companies. You've had many different titles, including architectural designer, product specialist, technical manager, workflow coordinator, and now a technical evangelist. What do you think is the key to having a lengthy, successful career across many disciplines?
Well, even though there were many varied roles, I think the heart of all those roles is about the customer experience. I always try to put myself in the customer's shoes and determine what I might want, need, or desire to be successful, from the customer's point of view. And I do think I have a strong capacity for empathy, and it served me well to listen. And I'll make a point here, and listen and listen. It's kind of like real estate, location, location, location. It's all about listening. Sometimes that's the best thing you can do is just listen and acknowledge the problems that are at hand. You can't always solve every problem. I know we always try, as certainly as a software vendor, but you can certainly empathize with someone and understand why might they be looking for a particular solution. And I also think that's why it's important to understand the industry and the market that you serve. So, because of my background in architecture and AEC, I think that serves me very well in all these different roles.
Definitely great. Yeah, empathy is the key for Richard. I think that's a great point. That's a great trait to carry, really. So I definitely agree with your advice there. You've worked in many product-based roles as well throughout your career. How did your experience as an architect help in those roles?
Well, I think this kind of gets to what I was saying earlier is I still think of myself sort of first and foremost as a designer and an architect. And that's what I went to school for. And I've always thought that architecture school does a pretty good job of preparing you to solve problems. So that's what it's all about. Now, I think there's a lot of debate about whether architecture school prepares individuals for whether they can really design, document, and detail real buildings. That's sort of left to the firms that they go work for. But overall, architecture school did really stress that you always need to look at things from several different angles or perspectives, kind of a pun in there, I guess. So locally, for the UK audience here, I studied for a semester at Kingston Polytech in London back in 1985. There goes the 30 years again. And now Kingston Polytech, I guess it's now Kingston University, but we had been given the task to design a new building near Covent Garden. It was a really interesting project. And of course, you have these professors and these critiques, and I was very proud and I got up with my design and I started talking. And the first thing I said, which was kind of a mistake, was, well, this is a really nice area and I don't think really a building should be actually built here. And so the professor like looked at me and said, well, why did you do it? And I was like, well, I was told to. That was the assignment. And he really kind of laid into me or ripped me some very choice words, I guess, at the time. And his answer was that that was really not a good excuse and that I should actually fail the project because, I didn't think about the problem at hand in that way. So it really got me thinking about, well, why are we doing certain things? Are we doing it just because we're told to do something? And I think that's what architecture school really tells you to sort of step back and think about things. And understand and look at all different perspectives of a problem. And so I think that kind of goes back to my previous question that we were talking about is, I'm part of the AEC industry. I've been there before. I'm one of you, and I really do understand the problem. And of course, and I was thinking about this. I know we're both kind of very involved in the music industry, and I love musicals, and I think of Evita when she's singing, the Argentina, that she's one of them, she's one of the people. And so I joke about that I feel like I'm one from the industry, and so I do kind of understand their problems here. And I think
Definitely.
that's where, that experience as an architect has really helped me.